Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are back with us on School of Rock. We have Connor and we have Jeff and Connor here today.
Wonderful.
How's it going, guys?
Connor, why don't you tell them what we have in store today?
Yeah, so today they brought me on the show. We're throwing it back to, I guess it would be all those kids born in the 90s, most likely. Probably like 90s.
Mid to late 90s kind of thing.
All you people out there will recognize jamming out and reminisce about jamming out to these tunes back in the middle school and early high school
like
days.
Mid 2000s sort of thing.
I was going to say, anything you pretty much listen to in elementary school, you're probably going to hear today.
Super, super angsty stuff, but it's great. It's great.
Yeah, we
like,
love it.
What we have going on there? We got a little Billy Talent.
So I'm excited. Yeah, we got a big mix. We've got, you know, from Billy Talent to Sum 41, and then some maybe lesser known, Yellow Card, Good Charlotte, Bowling for Soup. There are so many good ones on deck today, and we're all pretty fired up to.
Nice little mix up from what we usually do, because we usually keep it like strictly, well, not really strictly, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, but now this kind of freshens things up a little bit.
But yeah, well, this is Connor's brainchild, so this is a great idea.
Kudos to Connor.
I don't even remember when we came up with it. When I think it was like
a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
I think.
We were out one night, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the songs I find you play like later into a party, like, you know, not at the
for
beginning.
Sure,
yeah, I would agree.
Not at the after party, but like at the end of like the party
when everybody's like at peak, like
I completely get what you mean, and it's happened to probably all of us so many times where eventually in the night you kind of throw in one or two of these songs, then by the end of the night it's like strictly these throwbacks, or it's kind of like the songs you would listen to in your hockey change room, right?
Yeah, like Billy Talent. I find like at parties too, it like works back. You know, if you notice, like it, like you'll start out with new stuff, and then like you slowly get older and older stuff.
Yeah.
And then like by like the after party, you're listening to like what we usually, what you guys usually play on here, like classic.
Because like everybody knows the lyrics, like
sing along tunes.
Yeah,
it's just fun
tunes. All right, so with that kind of interlude, we'll kick us off here with three in a row, because we have so many good ones we want to play it for you. We don't want to waste any time. And yeah, we're going to kick things off with a little Good Charlotte.
Great song.
Enjoy. Yeah. And we're back. I want to apologize for a couple technical difficulties there. Just
we're not on the ball today.
Driver's
guys.
Snoozing at the wheel a little bit, so apologies.
So, gentlemen, what's everyone's plans for this winter? Got any activities going on? Snowboarding, skiing, or what?
Well, we finished up exams kind of middle of December.
Yep.
And I'm hoping right now for jobs in New Zealand.
Very nice.
You know, kind of short-term contracts. See if anything bites.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of go travel and work there for a little bit, a few months, come home.
Why not, right? It's beautiful.
Yeah, pretty wild. Me, myself, I'm heading back to work beginning in January, so I don't have a lot of time.
Right on.
But I'm heading down to Mexico with the fam. One last family vacation, as my mom says.
Nice.
So I think it's been last time we had one was probably like grade 10 or 11, I think.
Yeah.
And then everyone just gets so old, right, that it's hard to get everyone in the same time off.
Is it just you and your sister?
Yeah, and then my sister, my mom, my stepdad, and my stepbrother. So
Right.
It'll be a
big family trip over the Christmas break, or
yeah.
You spending Christmas there or no?
No, we go the 26th.
Nice.
Like most.
See, so I don't mind going away during Christmas break, but I like to have the white Christmas at home and then maybe fly out the next day. Yeah. I feel like it'd be weird having Christmas in another country.
I've never done that before.
Okay.
Like, I've always had it at home.
Yeah,
I've
same.
Never done the leave a day or two after.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I think the last one we did was Costa Rica. And
nice.
Grade 12, I think.
Yeah, I think the only way you could do that is if, like, you had, like, another home in, like, Florida or something, and, like, you already had, like, your mom went down a week early and, like, had a tree set up.
Yeah.
And, like, Christmas decorations.
Yeah, something
out,
like that.
Something like that, right?
Even still, I just love looking out the window at the snow.
Having that all.
A certain cozy aspect to Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Like, white Christmas. Love that.
Absolutely.
Love having white Christmas.
Great time of year.
So, we're going to play a little Sum 41 for you and Billy Talent. But Connor, you were saying earlier, one of the first concerts you've ever been to?
Yeah, so really? I think it was back in grade 11, it would have been, or grade 10 or 11. I can't remember for sure, but my buddy had these tickets. He used to do that whole, like, he'd buy tickets and then resell them before they got all strict about it.
Right.
He got these tickets to Billy Talent. He was like, I want to go. And I was like, he was looking for somebody to go with. And I was like, yeah, like, I'll go with you. Like, I saw Sum 41 was opening.
Yeah.
And, like, it was past their, like, heydays of being, like, mainstream artists, I would say. Because it was,
what,
like,
grade was
it? It was, like, grade 11. So it would have been, there was,
okay,
there,
yeah,
was, like, hip-hop. Yeah, and yeah. Pop was all in style. But, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I still loved listening to them.
Of course.
And, like, it was wild, and they happened to be actually floor seats for, like,
oh, yeah,
this concert.
Where was it?
So,
ACC?
Oh, this is
awesome.
ACC. Huh. But, like, so, like, I'm, like, grade 10 or 11. I'm, like, 5 foot, like, two, like, 140 pounds, soaking wet. And, like, I, like, quickly realized, like, wow, these concerts, like, I mean, the mosh pit's going on in the middle of the floor and everything with Sum 41 jamming out to In Too Deep. And then, like, they kept it going with Billy Talent coming out. With playing a bunch of songs. I think my favorite one that I played that night was Rusted from the Rain.
Oh, that's such a good song.
They had a huge, huge play of that one. So, yeah, it was a pretty wild first time concert, and I'm glad that was my first concert I got to see.
No, that'd be a great first concert. Tell you, if I saw Billy Talent live, like, they've got a ton of good songs.
I go see Billy Talent, and they're good live. I mean,
playing
I haven't,
the
seen, them,
December
I haven't
5th.
Seen them live, but I've seen them on TV live.
They rock out pretty hard. Yeah.
Well, they're Queen Elizabeth Theater Boys, December 5th. I think they're playing with a bunch of other artists, so tickets are outrageous right now. I'm looking at it now, like $200, which is just. I'm assuming it's a bunch of different artists.
Well, yeah, it says Andy
well.
Kim Christmas.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
probably
know who Andy Kim is, but.
No idea, but it was on their website.
But anyway, right, well, with the that, we're going to throw a little Sum 41 and Billy Talent at you, and then follow that up with a third track that I'm sure every single human aged like 16 to 25 has heard. So, yeah, we'll start you off with a little Sum 41 In Too Deep. Stacey's Mom, what a banger.
Great song.
Yeah,
great song.
Unbelievable.
No complaints there, guys.
And if you haven't, would recommend watching the video.
Yeah, you're telling us.
Music video for that song.
I hear Stacey's Mom is quite the looker, apparently.
She must be.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to spoil it for you. You have to go check it out for yourself. yeah, we were just talking about Movember and how we have to give our donators and fans an update tonight.
Yeah.
Jeff's looking pretty mint.
Yeah, Jeff's got the handlebars going on. Yeah,
thanks, Laz. I got some
good.
I don't know what side of me it is, probably my WAP side that brings out my thick, dark
your Italian.
Italian.
Italian side.
I'm lacking on the funds though. I got a few donations I haven't submitted yet, so a big update will come tonight.
Jeff, have you been promoting yourself?
Yeah, you
got to
promote.
I've
yourself.
Done it over email and I've got a lot of like email, you know, mass email to like a bunch of the family members, and they'll throw that in. But I haven't done it on Facebook yet.
It's key, man.
Yeah, I think I've gotten three. I think.
Let's do it here. I can
well,
check
right
our,
on.
I think
our
I got
team.
Three. I got one from my mom, one from myself,
nice.
One from my cousin.
Yep.
I got to
donate yourself.
The girlfriend for a donation.
Mitch, your photo is so funny. Your first
know,
one,
well,
just shaving
I,
cream
just
right on
me
the face.
With shaving cream on, man. So I clearly need to.
Yeah,
to do
that's
an
a
update.
Good one. That's a good one.
It's a good starter
a
one,
good
and
start.
Then you gotta go with like the actual mustache updates. But I'm doing my best right now. It's not great objectively, but you know we're trying out here.
Yeah, Mitch at least puts in an effort. You know, he gave her all. He's raised quite a lot of money. What do you got like?
I'm close to 400. The target is 5.
Yeah.
So anyone listening, MoSpace, what is our MoSpace?
Ezra
What's
Dusters.
Our team? Yeah, our team, we are called the Ezra Dusters without the just Ezra Dusters. And any donations to the team would be fantastic. It's a great fun thing. For
it's
us
a good
to
cause.
Do in November.
Supporting men's health.
Yeah, I mean, I started really. Doing it because the original inspiration for this organization was prostate cancer was sort of the focus.
Yeah.
And it's changed over time, which is great. But yeah, so because my grandfather died because of that, that's kind of why I started to do it. And then my one of my older cousins actually worked for Movember, so I kind of feel like an obligation to do it, but I also just enjoy doing it. So
I think they still mention like one of the like biggest kind of causes and like inspirations for doing this on the website is still prostate cancer, right?
Cause yeah, and I think yeah, it is. That is the number one right there.
So that there's a couple other things. I think there's like a list of four or five they name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then like they give like a one like overall men's health.
For sure. So, you know, we're doing our best. We'll do it. We'll post an update tonight. And, you know,
they're getting pretty itchy, though. I'm getting pretty itchy over here. I'm battling through.
Oh, yeah?
I completely agree.
It feels, you gotta push through. Literally feels like I have like food or like a milk stain on like
my permanently.
Permanently.
Eating's tough. But how about when you're sleeping? For me, I know when I roll over, since like my handlebars are on like my chin and I'm a stomach sleeper, so I sleep like half on my face. Yeah. It just itches me all night long.
Oh, really? I don't get that.
Which is brutal.
Yeah, it can't. Well, I mean, mine's not even close, but like.
You gonna dye it soon? Like, we have a couple buddies that have dyed it.
I'm going au naturel for.
You gotta go until at least the 20th.
At least the 20th, yeah. At least
it's the 13th.
Show you what I'm capable of.
Like, we're not even halfway through the month yet. Like, this is it's good, but it's bad because,
you know. Anyways, we'll get back to the set and our and our throwbacks. Up next, we have a band that I think I stopped listening to them probably around grade 8. I don't know.
Yellow
Boys Like Girls. Yellow. You listened to them, did you?
Yeah, I think I've heard of them. I can't recall the beat of the song that you're about to play, but I have heard of them. After I hear the full song, I'll probably it'll come back to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, what else we got on after that?
And then following that, we have some Yellow Card, which
dang.
Connor mentioned the song and just immediately got us so fired up to throw it on the playlist. And then a little Offspring action.
But later down the playlist, we got some good music coming up, like 182. Simple Plan was a great band back in the day, guys.
Yeah, that was.
So be sure to stick around and listen up to all the bangers we're about to play.
Without further ado, Boys Like Girls.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
So, in other news, apparently there's dollar beers at Brixton now?
That's what I heard, eh, Bikin?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too, last night. I think they said, like, too, it's not, like, the, like, crappy, like, kind of house-made beer. Apparently, it's, like, Bud Light beer. Like, they're going to be selling for $1, so.
That's not bad at all. Like, I heard it off a few guys, actually, that were saying it. Because, like, Brixton doesn't really have any good deals. Like, it's usually Chainsaw, right? Like, on Thursdays, Mitch and I were there for a regular Lori
event. I haven't been to Brixton since... I think second year, maybe. I don't know. I just, most of the time, I find it, like, pretty pretentious. And just, like, I'm not down.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. And, like, I was there last time I went once, and it was in second year. And it used to be always so hard to get into. I mean, it probably is the same. And it's probably still pretty pretentious, but I mean...
I would still go for dollar beers.
Dollar beers.
How do you say no to dollar beers?
You really... Well, you can't.
We don't have a place like that in Waterloo. Yeah. I mean, we have Chainsaw that does, like... $10, but it's not even like $2. It's like
$10
something.
Pitchers, though. Yeah. That's a great deal.
The only thing about Brixton, I find the layout inside is weird.
It's a little small.
Like, there's like booths in the middle of the bar.
Yeah, like on the dance floor area.
Like, imagine
kind of.
They like
yeah.
took that out and like only had the outside ones. Like,
they probably wouldn't make as much, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's what, like over a grand to get like a booth at Brixton? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's a grand for a booth at Brixton.
Are you serious?
Yeah, now it is. Yeah, but, and, like, bottle, if you look at the bottle list, it's, like,
well, like, that's
expensive.
Including bottles.
Yeah, no, it includes, like, 2 or 3 bottles, right?
Okay.
But, I'm not a huge fan just because, like, the music, right?
Yeah. Like, most of the time, for me, it depends, like, if I'm with, like, a fun group, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, remember, when I was talking to you about how, like, I think there's 3 key things that a bar
needs. Oh, when
we were
talking about what if we were to own a bar, how we would set it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What were we saying? The 3 elements. Number 1 was layout.
Number 1 was layout. Yeah. You can have a good layout.
Like, how so? Like, just like paint a picture for me.
Well, we were discussing certain aspects of the bar,
we were saying like
Dallas
has the perfect
great layout.
Yeah.
Bars on either side. Huge open dance floor in the middle, plus the upper deck to like, which was where I was most of the time.
Yeah.
To dance, and you get a scouting report from the top. Like it's
gonna look for Mario in the crowd.
Yeah, look for Mario down there in the sea.
and then like I find music. You need to have good music.
Okay.
Also. And what was it? What was it?
Drink deals.
You need to have like some sort of drink deals. Like you need to own a night.
Yeah.
So like you know how like some bars around here they own a night, like
Chainsaw Tuesdays.
Like Pub came in and tried to take that Tuesday away, which they
the kind of have. Pub Thursdays now because they have the wine. Pub Thursdays, wine.
Dallas was always Fridays.
Yeah.
Brixton was in Thursdays and Saturdays and. Saturday was like kind of do your own thing.
Phil's
I remember Sunday. In second year I went to Phil's quite a bit in second year on Saturday.
Well, we went there a few times in the summer, like not this past summer, but
the summer before.
Before that we went there a few times.
I've been to Phil's Sunday nights. Sunday night Phil's.
Oh yeah, we used to go a long time.
I've not done that in a while.
Don't go to a Monday night. You'll see things you don't want to see.
What's a Monday night?
Phil's Monday.
Hey, what is it?
Like I'm telling you, so like I went there once in second year.
Is there a theme, or are you just saying stay away?
No, stay away. But like. Okay, you know how every time you go to Phil's, it's packed.
I don't think it's open on Mondays anymore.
No, it used to be. You know, there's a big like white tape in the middle of the dance floor that actually says Phil's.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
White tape.
Like, there's like white tape on the dance floor that like, says in big letters Phil's,
like a logo.
Yeah. And I never saw the logo because every time we go there, it's just like a swarm of kids. Like it's packed.
Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, I feel like we're getting old now. We're saying all these bars that we used to go to now we don't. Go out as much.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our big nights are what, half thrice wine on Thursday?
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like we peak in the summer.
We sit at the table and just kind of like observe, watch the sports on TV.
Can always go to Chainsaw though. Yeah. That I'm okay with. Or Becky's, but I feel like we peaked in the summer, McKean and MLSB.
Yeah, now it's been a good ride. Yeah.
Well, so the song what we just played for you, that was Boys Like Girls, The Great Escape, which was a big one for them. I think I listened around the grade 6 to 8 range kind of thing. Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue. Banger.
Banger.
Such a banger. And Offspring, Christy, Are You Doing Okay, which is a little more of a slower one, but it's quite good.
Yeah, yeah. Can't complain.
We've got a few more coming up next. We got a little Fall Out Boy and Blink-182. And then we'll save the last few as a surprise for you guys.
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
So we'll play a couple here for you, then we'll come back and do the rest of the show for you. So enjoy. All right, that was a little Blink-182 for ya.
Classic.
Miss you. That's kind of the first song I remember ever, like. Knowing of Blink-182.
I had this on CD. I used to jam out to it all the time. Blink-182 Greatest Hits.
How was this like popularized? Because I feel like the song was in like a movie. Was it in like Cheaper by the Dozen or something back in the day?
No. I think they were just big, man.
Like through Much Music and stuff?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Blink was always big. They're always a band that I wish I got to see. And I know they've like played recently and like people went.
They don't have their original singer anymore, but the new guy sounds similarly good.
Yeah.
They made one album with the new guy. Which I thought was pretty good.
Oh yeah?
It was like 2 years ago.
Always unfortunate that happened.
Oh,
it's
the
kind
one
of like
with the dog on the album, right? Cover? I think I forgot what it's called.
Yeah. It was, I know what you're referring to. I've seen that album before.
No, California.
Oh really?
Well.
Oh, then the one with the dog on the front I think was their last
Yeah, I'm just looking it up right here. Oh, no. Neighborhoods?
Neighborhoods. I don't even remember that one.
Oh, weird. Neighborhoods was good. That had, like, Wishing Well
and
a bunch of stuff on it. I listened to that one a lot. I don't know. So what did we have? We had Blink-182 and Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy, Sugar We're Going Down.
And then...
Which is such a good song.
That is true.
Dogs Eating Dogs. That's the... It was just an EP.
Did that have Boxing Day on it?
Yes.
Okay, I like that song a lot. It's like an acoustic one.
Yeah.
That one's really good.
Yeah, so it was released in 2012. That was the last album, I think, of theirs that I've listened to.
That you listened to?
I haven't listened to any of their new stuff.
Still with the original singer or no? 2012?
I think that one is, yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay. I think up until, like, they did Neighborhoods, which was 2011 with Tom DeLonge.
Okay.
And then 2016, they released California.
The funny thing is, I never listened to any of their new stuff. Like, I would always just go back to their, like,
great. Oh, when yeah. I feel like everyone does that,
I would do
that.
I would do too, but I would also, like, when they came out with California, I listened to it mostly because I was like, okay, they haven't released anything in like 5 years, 6 years. I think it'll be jokes, and, like, you know, it all sounds the same. Yeah. Like, it's not a super big variety, so no. It's all like the same kind of thing. So
anyone know what happened to the actual singer though? Like, what? Why did he leave the band?
I think he kind of lost his way a little bit. Like,
okay,
he's a very big conspiracy theorist, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so I think he went a little
cuckoo,
a little nutty.
Okay.
At some point. And so anyways, they parted ways. And
interesting.
They had this new guy come in who fits in pretty well.
We got some good songs up next, don't we?
Yeah, I think we got time for one more.
What time is it? 58. Yeah.
Yeah, we got time for one more. And so we're going to leave you off with...
Simple Plan. Oh, that was in that one Disney movie that made it famous, where Simple Plan was playing with the two blonde twins. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
Like Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yeah. Parent
Trap was Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, there was that one movie that was like really popular with really famous like father actor. Like, you would recognize him. He's like the father in American Pie. What's that guy's name?
Eugene Levy?
Yeah. He's in that movie. Simple Plan was playing like a live concert in this movie. That's what first turned me on to Simple Plan.
Oh.
They were sick. You know what I'm referring to?
I remember. What movie was it?
I don't know, man. Yeah, they were like running around New York or something like that. Mitch is looking at you. Looking this up right now?
New York Minute?
With the two girls in it?
It's got the two girls.
Probably.
And Eugene Levy.
Yeah, so like that's got to be it then. I know Simple Plan was in that playing like this live concert, and I was like, oh my god, these guys are actually sweet.
Yeah.
And so like that's what first originally turned me on to Simple Plan in the first day. And yeah.
There's the video. I have not seen that one. But
yeah, it's called New York Minute.
Clearly, but this is a great song.
I think this is one of the first albums I ever owned, and we had it in like the caravan, like the first van we ever had. It was one of those CDs that you just kind of had stuck in your door. Like, we had Tina Turner.
Oh,
greatest hits.
I love Tina Turner.
Love Tina Turner. And All Star by Smash Mouth. I can't remember the name of that
classic,
album.
Oh, classic, yeah.
But that album
every
was in
parent
there.
Had to have that CD.
Bare Naked Ladies, Greatest Hits, like those kind of things. And this is in there with it.
I feel like everyone has the, like, every similar. Parents have the Bare Naked Ladies in,
dude,
in their
love
band.
That album so good. I love listening to them. So
Tina Turner is great too. I can't go wrong with Tina.
Yeah, so thanks to Connor for coming back on the show.
Yes, always a pleasure, Con.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure coming out.
And we'll leave you with a little Simple Plan for you guys. So have a good week, guys, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Enjoy. Like somehow you just don't belong and no one understands you. Do you